It's almost 7:30 as I walk through the halls. I can see a few students doing club activities outside, but there's no sign of anyone in the school building.
Tosaka.
I bump into someone who greets me rudely. Oh, student president, are you taking care of the club rooms this early? Not that I care, but you're certainly diligent.
What are you doing here? You're not in any clubs.
I just felt like it. I don't get up early like your family does, Ryudo-kun. The student president makes an unhappy face. For some reason, he doesn't seem to like me. I really don't know why. Perhaps it's because I suggested skipping the temples for a field trip.
Let me ask you a question, Tosaka. Have you been staying at school late at night recently?
Nope. You should know I always go straight home.
Of course.
So what was the point in asking? You shouldn't rely on me to tell you what you already know. I'm a decent person.
Idiot, like you're one to talk. You ruined our student accountant.
Oh, you misunderstand. I was only working out how much each club should receive because Mitsuzuri asked me to. I think it's only right for students to take an interest in where their money is going.
Our accountant left school for a week. I'm amazed by your reasoning.
The same to you. You should keep a watch on those under you. It's not fair to favor the non-sporting clubs.
I know that.
Issei, the repairs are done.
And then, a guy appears who I didn't expect to find here.
Sorry, Emiya. I'm the one who asked for help, but you're left doing all the work. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. So what's next? There's not much time left.
Yeah, the AV room is next. It's been bad for a while, but it finally died.
It would be quicker to buy a new one if it's dead.
True, but it would help if you could take a look at it. It might only seem dead to me.
I see. Well, let's take a look.
The student president leaves with the student. My thoughts have stopped at this sudden event. The guy with wrenches and tools in hand turns back as if remembering something.
You're up early, Tosaka.
And with that, he leaves. Was he supposed to be greeting me? The student who the president called Emiya leaves quickly. Emiya. That would be Emiya Shiro from Class 2C. I felt a little strange. How can I put it? I just think it's hard to tell whether a guy who looks at home holding a wrench is useful or scary. I move on through my school day. A small incident in class, but otherwise uneventful. I buy lunch and head for the empty rooftop. It's a convenient location, as no student would come up during the winter time. It's too cold to taste, but that's a small price to pay for being able to eat without worrying about other people. I start on my tomato sandwich and a hot lemon drink. It's a simple lunch, but the taste is much improved in this peace and quiet. Phew. I finish my food. I'm a bit tired of this. It's a difficult balance, being a good student while trying not to be too social. Maybe it's my vanity or my belief that I have to be the best both academically and physically that's wearing me out. It's unthinkable for me to dishonor the Tosaka name. That's why I'm a perfect student, flawless in all aspects. But at the same time, I also have a dangerous job as a magus, so I can't associate with normal people. Usually, any magus whose identity is discovered has no choice but to eliminate the witness. I don't want to do that. So, as a result, my social life has become a bit shallow. I'll hang out rarely on weekends, and I try to refuse invitations from friendly people. Even though I'm one of the top honor students in the school, I'm trying not to become too important to anyone. Sometimes, though, it makes me think that this life is a bit boring. Oh, it's time already? I finish my drink and start walking. I should stop drowning in sentimentality and go back to being the usual Rin once I go down the stairs. 2A's homeroom teacher exits after repeating his usual line. As far as I know, this line hasn't changed all year.
Tosaka, you're going home already?
Yes. There was a problem with Mato-kun this morning, so I'm heading home before it gets worse.
I thought so. Mato was in a bad mood this morning, so I was thinking you gave him a hard time.
I see. I hope he wasn't troublesome because of me.
Not at all. It's normal for Mato to torment the younger students. And I think you gave him some good mental training anyways.
Well, I'll make up for it some other time.
All right, come by again.
I head straight home. It's not like I don't have any business with the archery club or the student council, but I haven't had enough free time for them these past few days. Once I leave school, Tosaka Rin is no longer a student. The rest of the day is not for myself as a student. Instead, I must become a magus of the Tosaka family. Back at my house, I'm greeted with the blinking light on my answering machine. It's unusual for me to get any messages. It's Kure. I already know what he's going to say, but he'll be scary later if I don't listen. When I press the play button, I hear a familiar voice.
It's me. I'm sure you know, but tomorrow is the deadline, Brin. It's a problem for me if you take it easy. There are only two remaining seats. I must ensure all the masters are arranged quickly.
The priest gets right to the point.
If you wish to abandon your right to become a master, contact me today. It takes some time to dispatch a substitute.
Liar. Someone like Ken would be able to get a substitute in no time.
You already show signs of the command spell, so quickly summon your servant and start the contract. Unless you're not planning to be a part of this Holy Grail war. If you value your life, you should come to the church quickly.
The message ends quickly and concisely. He's saying that if I am to fight, I should get ready by today, and if I'm not, I'm just annoying and should retire quickly. He didn't have to tell me that, but it can't be helped. Today is as late as the deadline can be extended. Fortunately, I was able to decipher Father's will last night. My preparations are ready. All that remains is obtaining the qualification to enter this fight. The Holy Grail War, a fight to the death for the one and only Grail, a ritual passed down for hundreds of years. The Magi who participate in the war are called Masters. It's not much of rank, it only means the one in control. The requirement to enter the Holy Grail War is to summon a familiar called a servant, and to form a contract with it. No matter how great a magus a person is, they aren't considered a master until they have a servant under them. Servants are very different from normal familiars. The methods of summoning and controlling them are different as well. A magus planning to enter the Holy Grail War usually prepares a catalyst to summon a servant, but I don't have anything with a connection to Saber. I don't have anything with any connection. I could summon a servant right now if I wanted to. I could form a contract with it. The problem is, servants are attracted to symbols. If you want to summon a strong servant, you need a catalyst to that servant. In other words, a sword, armor, amulet, bone of that servant, something like that. Something valuable to that spirit. I was hoping there'd be something like that in Father's will, but no, I should be grateful. The pendant I found last night in the basement is one of the best artifacts in its class. It's great in its own way, but it won't help me to summon my servant. It's fine. I can do it without help from that sort of thing. After all, there can't exist masters capable of handling a saber other than myself. All right, I've decided. I don't want to make the priest complain anymore by postponing it longer. And it's not like me to wait until the last second. I'll face the summoning tonight with full power and brute force my way to obtain Saber. It's late at night. The clock is about to strike 2. This is the best time frame for my magical energy. The peak of my mana is at exactly 2 in the morning. Since this will be my first and last chance, I can't afford any mistakes. Withdraw within elimination. Engrave 4 areas and surround with the summoning circle. I engrave the circle onto the floor of the basement. You don't need a large-scale summoning to call forth the servant. Servants are summoned by the Holy Grail itself. The Master's priority is to keep the servant in this world and to supply them with enough magical energy to actualize form and light. Bear and silver and iron, stone for foundation and the Grand Duke of Contracts, my great master ancestor. A wall for the descending winds. The 4 gates shall close and come out the crown. Let the 3-forked road to the kingdom cycle. I continue with the greatest concentration. I draw the magic circle, normally written in blood, with my melted jewels. I'm using half the jewels I've saved up, so I can't fail for the sake of my wealth. Enclose, 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 enclose. 5 times for each repetition. It's almost 2 in the morning. Completing the magic circle passed down through the Tosaka family, I face it with all my power. Anfang! I flip the formless switch inside me. I feel a sensation as if the contents of my body are being replaced. The usual nerves invert into circuits transmitting magical energy. From this point, I'm not human. I shall become a part of a tool to attain mystic power. I'm being filled from my fingertips. The mana I'm taking in is so concentrated that the original senses of my body are being repainted. Being filled feels the same as being destroyed. The power that fills me is pure magical energy from the air around me. It's absorbed by my body, which has become a circuit and transformed into a different form of magical energy. The body of a Magus is nothing more than a circuit, a path to connect the spiritual and the real. We call the result of this, the many mystic occurrences it has made real, magic. My body is burning hot, an illusion of myself growing horns, an illusion of wings growing out of my back, an illusion of scales forming on my hands, a sensation of being in water. I start to sweat. Swords are driven into my body. This is the pain caused by my human body rejecting itself as the magic circuit. No matter how great a Magus you are, a human is human. This pain will exist as long as I use magic in my body, but I don't loosen my circulation. At the end of this pain, on the verge of elimination, lies the connection. A pain running through my left arm. A magic crest starts up to help me, and as a result, violates my nerves even more. If harvested mana coursing in my blood can be described as burning iron, then the magic crest itself is like a nerve made of thorns. I lose myself within that pain, and at the same time, I feel that I have reached my goal. My sensitive hearing keeps recognizing the sound of the clock in the living room. 10 more seconds until 2 a.m. The power within me is perfect and flawless. I take the mana I've absorbed and turned it into fixed magical energy. And now, I have only to empty out the mana within me to start the engine called the summoning circle. I announce, thy body shall be under my command. My fate shall be determined by thy sword. Follow the call of the Holy Grail. If thou would obey this mind and this reason, then answer my call. The fifth element, said to be unperceivable by human eyes, is before me. So, in fear of being broken by it, my vision shuts itself down. I make an oath here. I am the one who shall become the virtue of the afterworld. I am the one who shall lay out the evil of the afterworld. Thou art 7 heavens clad in the 3 great words. Emerge from the ring of control, guardian of balance. Perfect. It's so perfect. It feels like I'm towing a whale with a fishing rod. I've drawn the strongest card for sure. I can't wait for my vision to return. It should recover in a matter of seconds, and there will be a summoned servant right in front of me. My vision returns and... nothing. There is no change. I've raged out that much ether and nothing has formed. Suddenly, I hear an explosion from the living room. I run. I run without thinking. I dash up the basement stairs and into the living room. The door stuck? The living room door is crooked. The door doesn't open, even as I push and pull it. With a crash, I kick through the door and into the living room.